Plumnose pointed in the direction he had been scouting.
Over there, about the path that runs south to north. I think that's the way to the Abbey. It's about a day's march, Chief. To the bath, I mean.
Bad Red pointed with his blade.
Get moving, you lot. Plumnose, you go up front and show them the way. Shipback, Jupper, Crinktail, Flinky and Half Chop. Up front with them. I ain't walking with you behind me. Rog and Floggo, you bring up the rear with me.
He shook the cutlass at Flinky.
And remember this, old silver tongue. No gossiping and plotting, because I'll be watching you. There'll be no more coaxing me into things what I don't want to do. Now move yourselves!
It was pleasant walking through the woodlands. Patches of light and shade mottled the grass, and many forest blossoms were coming into bloom. The Weasel brothers, Rog and Floggo, were a taciturn pair. Since both of them carried bows and arrows, Bad Red had kept them back with him. He explained their duties as he watched the backs of the gang marching ahead. Bad Red confided to the Weasel brothers as though they were lifelong friends.
Stay by my side, mates. I'll make you both my seconds in command. Keep your eyes on the rest of that gang and watch me back. Aye, you two look true and blue to me. When we conquer that Abbey place, I'll reward you well. Mark my words, you'll live the lives of kings.
Rog and Floggo were not at all impressed by the little fox's brags and promises. They had seen gang leaders come and go, each one as ruthlessly cruel as the next. Keeping a stolid silence, the brothers marched dutifully on. Bad Red kept a half pace behind them, carrying the cutlass over one shoulder like a spear. He had tried wearing it thrust into his belt, but the blade was too long. It dragged along the ground and got caught twixt his foot paws, causing undignified stumbles. Leaders could not afford to look foolish to those serving them. Morning wore on to midday. The gang's initial feelings of a brisk march through pleasant country began to pall as the going got more difficult. Those who were marching in front began complaining when they had to pass through a wide area of stinging nettles. Bad Red roared at them to carry on in silence, which they did, but only briefly. They had come upon marshy ground, not too deep, but very uncomfortable, and soon were grumbling loudly. Swarms of midges attacked as the vermin struggled through the smelly, oozing mud. This time they ignored Bad Red's shouts and threats, even hurling insults back at him. After what seemed like hours, the front marches emerged onto firm ground. Bad Red and his bodyguards, Rog and Floggo, hurried to catch up with them. The gang had found a dry, sunny clearing where they lay looking sullen and rebellious. One glance at their mud-splashed, insect-bitten faces warned their leader of trouble to come, should he start roaring out orders to continue marching. Bad Red forestalled this by sitting down wearily and commenting,
"You did well there, mate. Let's rest here a while. Ahoy, Plum. Are you sure this is the right way? You sure that user of yours didn't wobble in the wrong direction, eh?"
Not even a snigger greeted his little joke. Picking dry mud from his nose tip, the ferret replied dully,
"This is the way I went, all right."
The vermin gang had no supplies with them and were too tired to forage. Crinktail and Half Chop stretched out and began taking a nap in the warm sunlight. Plumnose, Jupper, Slipback and Flinky sat in a group, conversing in muted tones. Rog and Floggo slouched nearby, their eyes half closed. Bad Red began feeling dozy in the midday heat, but he forced himself to sit up and look alert. He saw Slipback glance his way, then whisper something to Jupper. The little fox pointed the cutlass at them.
"Cut out the whispering! I'm warning you!"
Flinky grinned impudently and threw a lazy salute.
"Ah, sure, they wasn't saying aught bad about you, sir. With your permission, would it be all right if we was the same?"
Bad Red relaxed, shrugging indifferently.
"Sing to your tongue, Slop Off. if you never mind to. But none of that gossiping and whispering to each other.
The four exchanged sly winks. Flinky began singing a lullaby in a soft, soothing voice.
All the walking today that I've done, tramping through mud in the sun. It reminds me of the days when me dear old mother said, come on now, little feller, time for bed. So hush, abye, lullaby, baby, close your eyes and dream about the moon up in the starry skies.